You are listening to the audio production of What is Covenant Theology? Tracing God's Promises Through the Son, the Seed, and the Sacraments by Ryan M. McGraw, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Crossway, a division of Good News Publishers, and is read by William Saris. To Jonathan L. Master, through whom God showed me covenant faithfulness by being a friend and not merely a boss when I needed him most in one of my most difficult seasons of my life. Introduction. Why do the basics and the blessings go together? Knowing the basics of covenant theology brings great blessings with it. In fact, this book will show that the main blessings of covenant theology lie in its basic principles. Yet it is easy for the average reader to get lost in large tomes on the subject. Serving as a key for reading the entire Bible, introductions to covenant theology swell into many pages quickly. This small book aims to introduce readers to the basics of covenant theology in light of the blessings that covenant theology brings. Highlighting some of these blessings shows how covenant theology can strengthen our walk with God, making the path before us a bit smoother and easier. The basics and blessings of covenant theology are inevitably very personal as well. A personal journey. Growing up in a non-Christian home, I knew nothing about the Bible. I did not know who the Apostle Paul was until I started reading the New Testament, around the time the Spirit brought me to Christ at age 16 or 17. The church I attended was dispensational, which taught that God had different plans for the Jews and for the church, resulting in a disjointed reading of the Old and New Testaments. Implicitly, I learned that Christians did not need to keep the Ten Commandments. Theoretically, I was antinomian, which describes someone who believes that those justified by Christ do not need to keep God's law. However, the Holy Spirit often trains our hearts before straightening out our heads. Thus, reading Jesus' application of the Ten Commandments in the Sermon on the Mount, I found myself praying, "Lord, make me like this," even though I thought at the time that he was altering or removing the Old Testament law. Covenant theology was the blessing that I did not know I needed in order to read the Bible better and to live well for God's glory. Gradually, I saw the Son, Jesus, his seed, offspring, in the church, and the sacraments, let's say signs for now, as unifying themes in Scripture that helped me understand the parts. Covenant theology came to me in two ways. First, the church I attended inculcated two vital practices. Christians read their Bibles every day, and Christians tell others about Jesus. Consistent Bible reading worked something profound in many people in that church. In my case, Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount started to sound a lot like what I was reading in Exodus and Leviticus. People began raising questions about God's election, human free will, the depths of human sin, the Spirit's work in people's hearts, and ultimately how the Old and New Testaments fit together. Second, since this church could not answer most of these questions, people found resources like Ligonier Ministries, which led me to works like the Westminster Confession of Faith, Calvin's Institutes, and Charles Hodges' Systematic Theology. Suddenly, I and others began finding answers, whether such issues related to the unity of the Bible, to the work of the triune God in saving sinners, or to Christian living, covenant theology seemed to answer key questions. Jesus, who saved one church in both Old and New Testament, was the focal point of the Bible, and baptism and the Lord's Supper drove these truths home vividly. While covenant theology bears almost innumerable blessings, the breathtaking unity of Scripture, the glory of the triune God, and its implications for the Christian life stand out as central ones. In this introduction, I explain each of these areas briefly in a somewhat natural and disjointed way to introduce the plan for the rest of the book. These three blessings lead us to reflect on the basics of covenant theology as they revolve around Jesus Christ, as they affect His church, and as they come home to us in word and sacrament.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?